The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some of the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." He said to them in reply, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. Then there is something greater than Jonah here. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will arise with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Jesus. Attending a conference a few months back, a priest shared with me, he's from, I believe, the Archdiocese of Montgomery, Alabama. And they had a bishop there. It was either two or three bishops ago. And he was a brother, religious brother. And he says this new bishop comes in Alabama's tornado country. And at the start of the tornado season, it's predicted that a huge tornado is going to come and it's going to hit the city of Montgomery. So this new bishop, brand new ordained, he announces that he's going to go out into the fields as the tornado's coming, and he's going to pray against it for protection for his people and their properties. Word gets out about this. People start laughing. Oh my gosh, who does this bishop think he is? What's he talking about? So the tornado's approaching right at the beginning of the season. He goes out in full bishop regalia, right, mitre and staff in hand, and he goes out and he says, "In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the tornado is coming at him and at the city. I take authority over this diocese. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have no right to enter. I rebuke you and I command you, you will not touch this city." Everyone's in hiding just about. The tornado goes around the city of Montgomery. It does not touch a single object within the city. The next year, as tornado season's approaching, everybody, Bishop, you know, go out into the fields, you know, rebuke any storms. While he was bishop for 20 years, no tornado ever touched the city of Montgomery. Why does God reveal to us in sacred scripture that it is possible that by his grace, human beings can have authority over the elements? Moses could part the Red Sea. Elijah could call down rain from heaven. He could also call down fire. Remember, it consumed the offering on the altar, and actually the altar itself, and everything around it. Peter could walk on water. Moving forward, Saint Scholastica, when she didn't want her brother to leave, could call forth a storm. And so forth, all down through history. God reveals these things because there will be times in history where it is necessary to control the elements. My brothers and sisters, if this is who God is, if this is our God, the God of the universe, it's why Moses could say to the people, as they're freaking out because the Egyptians are coming, "The Lord himself will fight for you. You have only to keep still." Just a week ago, a fairly young woman came, wife and mother, to see me. And she was sharing with me a story. She was recently freaking out about something, panicking, worrying. And she said, "Father, I went to spend some time with our Lord in prayer because I was so aggravated, so worried." And she said, "I said, Lord, just speak to my heart." And she said, "I opened the Bible at random, and the first line I came to was the line we just heard. The Lord himself will fight for you. You have only to keep still." In the stillness of prayer, we discover that truth. And if we make time for prayer daily, we will have that confidence in God that he will fight for us in every battle that we face.